I don't know about the rest of you. I feel like I have a lot on my plate right now, and I am not thinking primarily about like Thanksgiving when you eat the stuff on your plate. Although in some respects I feel like I have a Thanksgiving helping of stuff on my plate. And if I look around, I think I can see that there are other people who have a whole lot on their plate as well. One of the texts that came in yesterday, I was reading it at lunchtime. One of my sisters-in-law was talking about she's coming down next week, and her daughter was hoping to come too, but then some other things happened with her in-laws, and so it is uncertain whether she's going to be able to come or not, because her husband will need her there if one other thing happens in their future. And she said, there is just, everything is happening at once. Everything is happening at the same time. And you feel like sometimes this just couldn't happen at a worse time. Whatever is happening is just the wrong time. And with all the things that are on my plate, I had not been even expecting probably to be here tonight, let alone to be standing up here. And I had not taken the time to prepare for tonight because I was dealing with other things. But as I was thinking the rest of the afternoon after I got that text, it occurred to me that there was something there in that everything is happening at the same time, or this couldn't happen at a worse time. Ecclesiastes chapter 3 came to mind, along with a lot of other verses, or several other verses anyway. Ecclesiastes chapter 3 verse 1, to everything there is a season and a time for every purpose under heaven, a time to be born and a time to die, a time to plant and a time to pluck up what is planted, a time to kill and a time to heal, a time to break down and a time to build up, a time to weep, a time to laugh, a time to mourn and a time to dance, a time to cast away stones and a time to gather stones, a time to embrace and a time to refrain from embracing, a time to gain and a time to lose, a time to keep and a time to throw away, a time to tear and a time to sow, a time to keep silence and a time to speak, a time to love and a time to hate, a time of war and a time of peace. Go down to verse 11. It says, he has made everything beautiful in its time. There is a time for everything, and everything is beautiful in its time. Genesis chapter 47, verse 29. Find that one. Genesis 47, 29. And when the time drew near that Israel must die, he called his son Joseph and said to him, now if I have found favor in your sight, please put your hand under my thigh and deal kindly with me. Please do not bury me in Egypt. But the part that catches my eye from that verse is when the time drew near that Israel must die. Ecclesiastes chapter 3 said that there is a time to be born and a time to die. And everything is beautiful in its time. He has made everything beautiful in its time. Luke 9, verse 51. Oh, sorry. Genesis 21. I was going to do before Genesis 47. Genesis 21. Genesis chapter 21, verse 2. For Sarah conceived and bore Abraham a son in his old age at the set time of which God had spoken to him. So there was a time to be born for Isaac, and it was a time that God had set. God had picked the time and said, this is when it's going to happen. And it happened on time. And then when you get, so a time to be born and a time to die, when Jacob reached this point, it says the time drew near when Israel must die. It was a time that God had chosen. It was a set time, and it happened on time. Luke 9, 51. Luke 9, 51. Now it came to pass when the time had come for him to be received up, that he steadfastly set his face to go to Jerusalem and sent messengers before his face. And as they went, they entered into a village of the Samaritans, etc. But this is when the time had come for him to be received up, speaking of Jesus. This is, again, a time that was set by God for this to happen. In Galatians 4:4, some of these I found afterward, but Galatians 4:4 came to my mind as I was working yesterday afternoon. Galatians 4:4 says, "But when the fullness of the time had come, God sent forth his son, born of a woman, born under the law, at the right time, the time that God had set for this to happen." This is the time to be born. The other, back in Luke, is talking about the time for Christ to die. When the time was coming near, he set his face to go to Jerusalem. And we think in terms of this is the wrong time for this, or this is the worst time for this. God's timing is always perfect. What God plans happens, and it happens on time, exactly when he meant it to happen. So whatever is going on in my life, you know, I shouldn't be thinking of it as this is a bad time for this to happen. Although, I guess if you thought about it, he did say, pray that your flight will not be in the winter or on the Sabbath, because it's going to be rough if that happens. But God knows what he's doing. God knows what he's doing in my life. God knows what he's doing in your life. And it will happen at the right time. What happens, you know, isn't coming at an inconvenient time. It's coming at the time that God intended it to happen. And we already know that he has a good plan. He's working it out for our good. So all of these things happen at the right time. And we can appreciate that he is in control. That's what happened on my scissor lift yesterday as I was standing up here working on a ceiling. And thinking, why am I here? I should not be here. I should be somewhere else, doing something else more important. But God knows what he's doing. He knows what should happen when, and it'll always happen on time.
Tim.
Yes, sir.
In due time, Christ died for the ungodly.
Yes. In due time, Christ died for the ungodly. There are undoubtedly a whole lot more things that happen in due time or in the fullness of time, but I did not have time to study it all out very carefully. So I went with the ones that came quickly and easily to mind. Father, we thank you that you're in control of all things, that you know what's best for us, you know when is best for us, that you've scheduled everything according to your will, according to your plan, and it will be what is best. Thank you. Thank you also for bringing things to our mind at the right time, to help us grow, to help us trust you more. Thank you that you sent your son into the world at the right time, and that at the right time, he went to the cross, and then just as scheduled, 3 days later, he rose again. Thank you also for that time that is coming that no man knows but you, not even the angels or the son, the Father only. Thank you for that hope, that promise, that confident expectation. In the name of Jesus, we pray.